Shalom Aleichem. Today, Mishneh Yomi is learning Mishnah 5 and 6 in Chapter 13 of Zvachim, continuing our analysis of Shchutei Chutz, of offerings done outside, which of course is illegal. Hamakriv Kodshim V'merehim B'chutz. Somebody is offering a sacred animal and its limbs. The limbs, the body parts that are normally burned on the Mizbeach, are inside the animal, and they're offering this, burning this outside. Chayev, he is liable. Now, if this was an ola, an elevation offering that's entirely burnt, well, that would be obvious. But this applies even, because the whole thing is burnt, but this applies even for a hatat, where the limbs, certain body parts, are burnt separately on the Mizbeach, but most of the flesh of the animal is actually eaten by the Kohanim. So you might have thought if someone's bringing a hatas b'chutz, but they're burning everything up, not separating it out from the flesh that's eaten in the temple of a valid hatas, and the limbs that are burnt on the Mizbeach, well, that meat of this animal is separating between the altar and the limbs that are supposed to be burnt. You might have thought he'd be putter because they're not really on this outside altar, but no, he's chayev even in that case. Now the Mishnah explains a similar case by a mincha. Mincha shelo nikmitza, a mincha where the kmitza was never done. Now remember, the kmitza is the scoop that the Kohen takes out of the top of the mincha, where the levona is, with the three fingers, scoops out some, and that kometz that's scooped out is burnt entirely on the Mizbeach, as we mentioned yesterday. So if this was never done to the mincha is not valid. A mincha pre-kemitza is not valid at all to go on the Mizbeach. V'kriva b'chutz, pater. So if somebody burned it up outside the temple, he is not liable. But kematza, if he performed the scooping, v'chazar kumtza l'toicha, but then he put the kemitza back inside the kli, in the bowl with the rest of the mincha, v'ekriva b'chutz, and then they burned it all outside, chayev. He is liable because once the kemitza is done, even if the stuff that was scooped out is returned to the mincha offering, it's a valid mincha. It could have been eaten by the kohanim, the shirayim, the rest of the mincha, not the kemitza, which is burnt, but the rest of the mincha could have been eaten, so he's offering a valid item outside and is chayev. Now, Mishnah Vav adds to our understanding of what happens with the mincha. Hakometz, the scoop that we just talked about, v'halavona, and the incense which comes with the mincha, shehikriv et echad mehen, that one of these items was offered up b'chutz, outside the temple, chayev. He is liable. Now, this is even though you need both of these items to be burned. The kometz and the levona of a mincha must be burned before the kohanim can eat the remainder of the mincha. Rabbi Elazar Pota, Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says this person is Pater, ad shiyakriv et hasheni, until the second one is also offered. He says because you need both of them for the mincha to be valid, that just burning one of them outside is not a full avodah. It's not a real act of service. Echad bifnim, if one of the items, the kometz or the levona, was already offered up inside, echad b'chutz, and the second one was taken outside and offered up there, burnt there, hayav, he's liable for hela b'chutz because his act is completing this ritual. The Mishnah brings a similar case by lechem apanim, the showbread, the 12 loaves of bread that were put inside the temple building, baked each week, shnei v'zichei levona. The two spoonfuls of livona, of frankincense, shehikriv et echad mehem b'chutz, they burned one of them outside, chayev. He is liable for hela b'chutz, even though you have to burn both of the spoonfuls before the kohanim get to eat last week's lechem apanim. Similar to the mincha, where we just learned we have to burn both the kometz and the levona before the kohanim eat the mincha. Rabbi Elazar Poter, Rabbi Elazar exempts the person who's burning one spoon b'chutz, ad sheyakriv et hasheni, unless the second spoon was already burnt, or he's burning the second spoon there as well. Echad bifnim, if they burnt one spoon of levona inside, echad b'chutz, the second one outside, chayev, he's liable because he completes the act, and now the showbread, the lechem apanim, can be eaten. Now, the Mishnah points out it's not just burning a sacrificial item that is in avodah, that is ha'alah, but hazurik, somebody who's applying miktsat damim, some of the blood, b'chutz, outside the temple. So there was an offering made, the blood was collected, the blood was supposed to be put on the mizbeach, and even an offering that needs two or four blood applications, as we learned back in chapter 5, the Ola and the Shlamim needed two applications on opposite horns, and the Chatat needed it on all four horns. but applying one was enough to allow the offering to go through. So somebody who even applies blood once to a mizbeach outside, chayev, they are liable for offering up outside. Rabbi Elazar adds to the list. He says it's not just blood being applied, bachutz, blood that could have been matir, could have allowed a carbon to go through, af, even ha-menasech me-chag, somebody who's making a water libation for Sukkos, bechag, on the holiday of Sukkos, bachutz, outside the temple, chayev, he is liable for hela bachutz. We learned this back in Sukkah, chapter 4, Mishnayot 9 and 10, how every day of the Chag, they would do a water libation on top of the Mizbeach. So if that water was taken outside and poured outside, that is Hela Bechutz. That is an act of ritual service done outside the temple. And there in chapter 5 of Sukkah, they talk about Techalil, the flutes, the instruments, the Simchat Beit Shoeva, the big party they would have every night in the temple, and they would stay up partying all night, a holy party with Shirot, with Tishbachot, songs to Hashem, and music, and refreshments. And then the next morning, they would be already awake and draw the water for this Nisuch, for this special water libation, because it was a very special and unique service. Rabbi Nechemiah adds another. He says, Shiari Hadam, even the leftover blood, Sheikriven Bachutz, that is brought outside, Chayev. One's liable for offering up outside. He's talking about the dam that is normally applied in the temple building. Certain offerings, the blood is applied to the golden mizbeach, or on the parochet, on the curtain, outside the Kodesh Kodoshim. And then the leftover blood is supposed to be poured at the base of the outer mizbeach, the big altar in the courtyard. If that's then taken outside and poured out, Rabbi Nechemiah says he's chayev, because he says that pouring out of the leftovers is essential to the offerings. The other sages disagree, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemiah, according to the Bar Nura. Yishar kochachem, Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos.